From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghanistan's Taliban has condemned as futile new U.S. plans to increase airstrikes against the Islamist insurgency and to deploy American soldiers to the battlefield when necessary. President Obama approved the rider role for the U.S. military after months of debate to help Afghan security forces combat the Taliban. Meantime, al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri has pledged allegiance to new Afghan leader Habibullah Akhundzada, a low-profile religious figure whose predecessor was killed in a U.S. drone strike. Pledge comes as al-Qaeda is facing rivalry from the Islamic State, which has also made inroads into Afghanistan, where the Taliban has been waging a guerrilla war since they were ousted from power in 2001. Authorities in Bangladesh say they have arrested 37 suspected jihadists, part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks on minorities and secular activists. Wave of killings in recent months stretched from the capital Dhaka to remote parts of the north and the coastal south. Hindu monastery worker was stabbed to death in the northwestern district of Pabna on Friday at the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia say they have executed two of their members, both of them recruited from Kenya, for disloyalty and anti-Islamic activities. Al-Shabaab also released an audio of one of the so-called judges delivering the verdict. The judge said that they had provided information that allowed U.S. forces to pinpoint the location of a former militant chief. This is VOA News.